One of the joys of travelling in a country like the UK is their reverence for history. It's so interesting to walk down a street and see a house with a plaque that says a favourite author or artist lived there. In many towns and villages, the character is still there. You can feel the history wrap itself around you. In the built landscape in Australia, it's more difficult to feel that. Our beautiful Queenslanders get eaten by termites or whisked away elsewhere or renovated within an inch of their life. So it's truly wonderful to know that steps are being taken to record some of that history. And Donna Grigor, Secretary of the Woodford Historical Society, is here with 101.5 today to ask for your help in doing that. Good morning, Donna.
Morning, Deb.
Donna, how can we all help with this?
Well, 25 years ago, Woodford Historical Society member Mr. Norm Riddle photographed local homes and businesses to document how our town was evolving. So much has changed over the last quarter century, and it's time for an update. A local Woodford real estate has generously offered to assist our historical society by photographing homes and businesses around town, starting on Archer Street. Their photographer will begin this project in the coming weeks. Every effort will be made to respect privacy by avoiding people and excluding personal details such as vehicle number plates. If you do not wish your house to be included in this project, please let us know by contacting myself via phone 0429 899 115 or our email woodfordhistoricalsociety@hotmail.com. How often have you had a conversation with someone about a certain business and rack your brain trying to remember what other shops have been there? The butcher shop is easy. It's been there since 1887 and the Woodford pub since 1909. But what about what we refer to as Cowie's Big Store? Originally housing four shop fronts, but with two businesses operating out of it now, who remembers a bakery, a dress shop, a news agency being there? This is where we will need help from locals to help compile the lists. We have received some things from homeowners in the past. Examples of the items received are the original deeds, blueprints, land purchase receipts, photos of the house before and after it was renovated, an old invoice or newspaper found under the floor coverings while renovating. All these things make up part of the house's history and adds to the story of Woodford. People moving to Woodford and renovating an older home have asked us if it ever had a property name. We have been able to assist sometimes because of previous donations. A collection of photos from a resident had photos taken over three generations, and the new owners now have a clue on how to return the house and gardens to its former glory and give it back its original property name. Maybe you know the previous owner's names. Who owned the property before you? Did the property have its own name? And did it have significant importance to Woodford? Was your house an old hospital? Was your house a removal? Where did it come from? One house on Archer Street had a bakery on the veranda. We now have photos and more information on that house because descendants of the bakery owners contacted us while they were doing more family research. If this project interests you, please get in touch. Many hands make light work, and thank you for supporting the preservation of Woodford's rich history.
That's a great project and one to take great pride in, as well as a great way to bring our community together too. Donna Grigor, Secretary of the Woodford Historical Society, thank you for joining us and keeping our community connected and informed. Spread the word. Let others know that they can listen again to this or any other interview on 1015fm.com.au and search podcasts.